Let's begin our discussion of the halachos of Leil HaSeder, starting really before. You have some of them are makomos in front of you, but there's going to be a lot more, hopefully, said outside. But just some of them are in your sheet, and you have a checklist there that that covers a lot of what we're going to talk about. But first, we'll start with that. We're not going to talk about chametz. That's not today's topic. We're not going to talk about bedik or bi or bittel, everything beforehand. We'll start with the morning of Erev Pesach. The morning of Pesach, there is a minhag and there is a din that kicks in. the minhag is the fast of the firstborns, Tainus Bechorim. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. It's nowhere in Shas, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. I think it's in one of the Mesechtes Ketanos. The Shulchan Aruch says in source number one, Bechoris Mesana Be'er Pesach, the firstborns fast on Erev Pesach. Why do we fast on on Erev Pesach? Because Zecher to the Makas Bechoros, to the salvation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought to the firstborns. There's a question that's not on your sheet, but the Mefarshim discuss, why do they fast? You know, if you want to thank Hashem, but the firstborn should like sponsor Kiddush on Erev Pesach. Right? They basically do, because of the Siyam, that's true. But why should they even have this idea from? You know, they should throw a party. Now, why do they fast? So, different pshat and given why they fast. You know, some say that the firstborns were chosen at Makas Bechoros, but then they lost it at the Egel. The fasting maybe is a sign of tshuva that we want to get back. We want to go back to our state. There is a Zohar. I don't know where the Zohar is, but I not only don't know where it is, but the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh quotes the Zohar, and in the footnotes on the bottom it says, we don't know what the Zohar is. So it's not only that I don't know what the Zohar is, but that the Zohar says that when Mashiach comes, the firstborns are going to go back. I don't know if that means with the Kohanim de Levium, or whatever it is, they're going to go back to service. So this fasting is kind of like a type of, you know, we're ready to go back. Either way, this is the minhag, but what most do is to go to a siyum, and if one makes a siyum or hears a siyum on the morning of Pesach, so then all of a sudden the fast is broken, which is also unusual. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tavkuf Samaches, you have it there in source number two, if by mistake on any fast day you start eating, that doesn't mean the fast is over. Oh, I broke it, so now I'm done. I can eat whatever I want. It's kind of like the halachic misconception of if you eat milchiks, now you're milchik, right? No, you're still fleishik. Right, if you made a mistake, you know, it doesn't mean that something's changed. So here it is. So all of a sudden, so the Kasha Glover, the Eretz Tzvi, one of the great Gedolim, was killed in the Holocaust, and his shuvas, he was a rav in Lublin. So the Eretz Tzvi says that usually fast days have two aspects: the mitzvah of fasting and the isser of eating. So even if you ate, and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of fasting, but you're still not allowed to eat. Every morsel is an isser. But this fast, this minog of the fast of the firstborn, they were never makabel an isser. They were just makabel a mitzvah to fast. You know, once that mitzvah is done, because, you know, you had a suda's mitzvah, so then there is no more mitzvah, and that is the minog of Klal Yisrael. Others say that the whole idea of the fasting is Mishum Pirsumei Nisa, to remember, and once you make a Siyam, why are you making a Siyam? Because it's a fast day, and Taz Bechoros. So that itself is a Pirsumei Nisa. So once you've fulfilled that, so then it is over. So either way, that's the minog of Erev Pesach. There is another halacha there. This is a halacha of Erev Pesach. This is not on your sheet, but halacha of Erev Pesach. I was asked this question on Friday. I got one of my first Pesach questions. Friday, got a WhatsApp. Rabbi, our minog is not to eat matzah a month before Pesach. And I used matzah meal to make matzah balls. Do I have to throw out my soup? That was the question I got on Friday. So the answer is, no, you don't have to throw out your soup. Why don't you have to throw out your soup? So let's go step by step. So what is the halacha and what is the minog? There is a halacha. There's a halacha, it could be daraisa, that one is not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Is allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. That's the Yerushalmi says, Kabal arusasa beveis chamav. Right? It's like you're jumping the gun. It's like a husband and wife who just had kiddushim without nisuin, and they're living together without nisuin. So you're jumping the gun. So here too, you know, if I eat matzah before I make kiddush and before it's nighttime, so I'm jumping the gun. I'm not allowed to do that. So that's the halacha. But Klal Yisrael has accepted a minhag not to eat matzah even earlier. How much earlier? So some say the night before, right? Some say 2 weeks before. The Mishnah Berurah quotes 2 weeks before. Quotes that minhag. Doesn't say he should. He says there's a minhag of not eating matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Not in the Mishnah Berurah, but a minhag that other people have, and that is ready from Purim. Ready from Purim a month before not eating. But that is an extension of a minhag. So the question is, how far does the minhag go? Meaning, the real minhag is there's an issur to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, matzah that you could be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah with. That's the issur that you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. But let's say you have chametz stick matzah. You're allowed to eat chametz stick matzah. So again, on the morning of Pesach, we don't want to play games. We don't do. But it's already an extension of the halacha. That's not the halacha anymore. Right, and what if you have matzah meal that was cooked? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, if it's cooked matzah meal, then before the 10th hour, you're allowed to eat it because you can't be yotzi the mitzvah matzah with it. It's already cooked. So now we're talking about not only 2 weeks before, but a month before. Right, so it's a minhag agabi, a minhag agabi extension. Right, so in this type of case where somebody used the matzah meal a month before, then it is okay. Maybe even lechatchila to do that, unless one has a specific minhag not to. But if it's any type of matzah ingredient that no longer could be used, not just crushed matzah is still matzah, but it is cooked matzah, soaked matzah and cooked, so then that is already an extension. Okay, but that's in terms of the halacha of Erev Pesach. That's the day that you can't eat matzah, you can't eat chametz, you can't eat anything besides potatoes and apples for the day. But again, that's what, when it's Erev Pesach, Shkolei B'Shabbos, you have the Shalosh Shudas issue, but this year we don't. This year it's exactly as it was in the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Shabbos HaGadol is the 10th of Nisan. Shabbos is the 10th of Nisan, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is Wednesday night, right? Thursday. That's exactly how it was the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Somebody had their hand up. Yeah.
Is there what you said to not eat the matzah balls though and feed them or give them?
No, you can eat the matzah. You can eat the matzah balls. No, it's not. If it's a month before, again, if you have that specific custom, I think it's an extension of a minhag. So I think it's okay. Okay. So then we get to the seder. Almost right. Once you set the table. Again, not everything is in front of you, but you're going to have the checklist soon. Set the table before Pesach. There is an interesting, the Shlach HaKadosh says that when you set the Seder table, and then it was extended to any time you set a table of Shabbos and Yantif. It's an easy way to sanctify the setting of the table. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel that says, Vayedaber Eli, Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. That's a pasuk. It's quoted in Pirkei Avos. Also, towards the... We're talking about talking Torah at the table. Vayidaber Eli Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. So that says the Shlach HaKadosh, it's a kiyum to say that whenever you set a table for the Seder specifically, but for any Shabbos and Yantif. Right, saying that pasuk, that adds to the sanctity of the setting. Vayidaber Eli Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. Good pasuk to learn by heart. Okay, so then we come to the Seder. So as we approach the Seder, there's a lot going on, but the what's unique are four mitzvahs. Right, we're going to bench, and we're going to do Netilas Yadayim, and we're going to do... a lot of generic yontif things, but the four unique mitzvahs that we have, two daraisa and two derabanan bizman hazeh. The two mitzvahs daraisa are sipur yetzias mitzrayim and matzah, and the two derabanans are maror and dalakosos. Right, those are the four mitzvahs that we have in front of us to keep track. There's a lot of minhagim going on. Four mitzvahs, right? Sipur and matzah. And dalakosos and maror are the derabanans, right? Maror bizman hazeh derabanan because we don't have korban pesach. Maror is only daraisa when you have a korban pesach. Dalakosos inherently is derabanan. Sipur Mitzrayim is daraisa and matzah is daraisa. Says the Chasam Sofer, matzah is the only mitzvah daraisa of the year that we have left. That is a mitzvah specifically to eat something specific, right? The only mitzvah that we have. We don't have truma. We don't have kachim. We don't have Maaser Sheni. We don't have anything. We don't have anything left in terms of the mitzvah achila midaraisa, except for matzah. We have to recognize the chavivus of this mitzvah. It's the only mitzvah daraisa that we have left. So we set the table and we're getting ready for kiddush. Even before that, just an interesting tshuva that you should be aware of. I remember when I first saw this tshuva, it was amazing that this is not in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva. Mishnah Berurah quotes as Rabbi Yaakov Emden Tshuva. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a Tshuva where he wonders why women say Shehechianu when they light candles on Erev Yantif. He says, I don't know why they say Shehechianu. No, it's not Yantif yet. Shehechianu, Lazman Hazeh. So I'm like, what are you talking about? What does Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Shehechianu by Halakas Neiris. Halakas Neiris Yantif. But the minog of women, the Zeishechianu, by Halakas Neiris Yantif, it is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, I don't think it should be done. But he ends with the tshuva, the short tshuva. He says, but I don't know, even my wife doesn't listen to me, so what could I do? That's what he writes in the tshuva. Even my wife doesn't listen to me, so you know what? Hanach b'nei Yisrael, just let him be. And that's what he writes. That's what the... But the Tzitz Eliezer, another poskim, Tzitz Eliezer, one of the great of Waldenburg, I met him once, I have a picture at home with him, he says, Chas v'shalom. This is the minhag of Nashim Tzidkanias. This has obviously been done for hundreds of years, and nobody's ever said a word. If there was anything wrong with this minhag, we would have heard it from the poskim. And if not, this is their Kabbalas Yantif. This is their mitzvah. This is Chavivus. So Chas v'shalom, tell them to do it and be machazik them. Don't make them feel bad. Right, so that's what the Tzitz Eliezer and the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to say Shehechianu. Then they shouldn't repeat Shehechianu at night when they're going to make Kiddush. Right, many times in many houses, everybody says Kiddush together at the Seder, and if that's the minhag, so I always announce that the women should drink right after Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, because they already said Shehechianu, the married women. Right, therefore they don't have to say they don't repeat a Shehechianu. Yeah.
Why isn't there like a Tanai that they need a Mekabel Yantif first before making the
Are they? That's a separate question about how a woman lights candles for Yantif. That's also a machlokas, big discussion in the postgim. Does she first make the bracha and then light because you don't have to worry about Shabbos, and or does she do it the other way? So that's a separate issue. Yeah.
Is the Shulchan Aruch generally in the business of shooting down minhagim that he doesn't think are true?
No, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't shoot down minhagim. The Shulchan Aruch would tell us what to do though.
But if he doesn't mention the Shehechianu, then before he's saying, then don't make Shehechianu.
No.
He would tell us if we want Shehechianu.
No, but even if it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, it's been going on, there's nothing wrong with it.
But
and Lechora, it's been going on for 1,000 years. But
so
women didn't just start
this. The Shulchan Aruch should have said it if that was correct.
Right. It's a good question. It's a good question. Not everything we do is in the Shulchan Aruch. Right. There are many things that we do. Right. There was a. Right. There's once heard a shear. So many things that we do that are not in the Shulchan Aruch, and many things that are in the Shulchan Aruch that we don't do. Right? So, it doesn't always work out. Yeah?
According to what Rabbi was saying, a woman should not answer Amen after...
They should just drink.
Be
hafzik if she should answer? She should just drink. If she says Amen, it's okay. But she should just drink.
Well, she can drink and then say Amen.
And it's not going to be. She's going to be drinking. Okay. Okay, Kadesh. So we have Kadesh. So Kadesh Urchat, the first of the Simanim. Kadesh. So Kadesh wears two hats. Kadesh is both Kiddush for Yantif, which might be Daraisa. If Kiddush Yantif is included in Kiddush Shabbos, it's an extension. The Rambam says Kol Yom Tovim are Shabbosos Hashem, but also Kadesh is the first of the Dalakosos. Right, so it's really wearing two hats, Kiddush and Kadesh, right? Both. So lechadchila, the Shulchan Aruch quotes. You have this now in source number 6. Lechadchila, the Shulchan Aruch says one should try to use red wine. Mitzvah lachzar achar yayin adom. Best to use red wine. Why red? Because zecher to the dam, zecher to the blood. That's why the stipler used to use a glass at the seder, not a kos. Used a glass so you could see the red, right? So it could be see-through, and you could see it. It's not the minhag of many, but that's what the stipler used to use. Used a glass to see the red. So what if I don't like red wine? What if, you know, whatever, I have a relative who gets heart palpitations from red wine. So you don't have to use red wine, use white wine. It's fine, you can use white wine.
Grape juice.
But what if you want, we'll get the grape juice in a minute, as Hashem, but if you want to be Yotze the Mitzvah, one want to be Yotze the Minhag, so it's an easy way to do it. So color the white wine with a drop of red wine. Wonderful. One second, but... Well, how do you color it? That's the next shayla. The Shulchan Aruch says, Me'ikar Adin, you have it there in source number 7. Me'ikar Adin, we paskin, Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. There's no coloring. There's a malach of coloring on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to paint. But there's no coloring when it comes to food. If I make tea on Shabbos, I don't have to worry about the bishul issues, but I don't have to worry about the tzviya issues. If you make iced tea, make iced tea, there's no issue of tzviya. Right? If you have peanut butter on challah, you're not coloring the challah. You don't have to worry about tzviya when it comes to food. But, the poskim quote, but if you are dafka coloring the food, l'shem the coloring, not stop because you're just eating and you have to put peanut butter on the food. You're dafka to color the wine because you want it to be red. So then there would be tzviya ba'ochlin. There would be tzviya ba'ochlin because you're not using it as a food, you're using it as a symbol. So then there would be an issue. So that is why the easy answer is just to put the little red into the cup first and then pour the white wine in. So that's not coloring. Right, if you add the white wine in first and then the red, so then that's a problem. But if the red is in the bottom of the cup first, then you pour the white wine in, so then that is not coloring. That is okay. So again, but this is all a minhag. Remember, it's not meikar hadin. Somebody wants to use white wine and they like it better and they want to have it white. That's fine. The Taz in source number 9, the Taz quotes that in his day they stopped using red wine. Right, the 1600s, right, because of all the blood libels. That's why they always Pesach time. That's when Easter is, and that's when the Christians always try to get to make our lives difficult. So that is why the Taz says we don't use red wine. We don't want to get involved in any alilos shkarim, false blood libels, and therefore they stopped using the red wine. So that's in terms of that. Heseba, one has to remember to do a seba. If one forgets to do a seba by the first cup or the second cup, you have to drink again. Have to drink again. So one should remember to do Haseba. Lean, that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Remember that Gemara Pesachim. You need a Haseba by Dalai Kosas, but only by two of them. The problem is, we don't know which two. We don't know which two, so we do it by all four. We do it by all four just to be safe. Why don't you say something to Rabban Al-Kula? That's the Ron. Not for now. But that's in terms of the color. How much wine does one have to drink by the Dalai Kosas? So here you have two levels that do not appear any other time during the year, right? How much do you have to have in the cup? Minimum revius, which is about, I don't know, 3.5, 3.7 ounces. I don't remember. We have to look up whatever the revius is. That's as much. The minimum has to be in the cup. So how much does one? And that's always. That's on Shabbos. That's on Yom Tov. Every kosher bracha needs that. How much does one have to drink? So there are three levels by Pesach. Three levels by Pesach. Lechadchila, the entire cup. Kalakos. That is why don't use a big cup at the Seder. I don't use my regular Shabbos cup at the Seder. Right? It's huge. Right? You measure it before Shabbos, you make sure before Yom Tov, and you make sure it's like a, probably even measure it on Yom Tov, but measure it beforehand. As long as it's the Mount Shear, I take the smallest one that I could get, that's the Shear. Because then Lachadchila, Kalakos. That never applies. That's L'shem Kvod Cheres. Next level, Rovkos. The majority of the cup is the second level down. That also we don't find anywhere else in Halacha. Rovkos. The third level is if you can't drink Rovkos, then Rov Revius, which is the shear of every Koshel Bracha. That means 51% of a Revius, which is basically a big cheekful. Big one cheekful. That's the minimum. So it's a 3.67 ounces, so half of that, just over half of that. It's not so much. Not so much in terms of the wine. People have stomach issues, and so again, that's the next level. Grape juice, according to 99% of the postgame, is 100% fine. Grape juice is fine. Somebody doesn't like wine. Grape juice is fine. Lechatchila, Rav Neuwirth, the Baal Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. I remember heard him say that he uses grape juice. Why? Wine, according to 1% of postgame. But he said throughout the night he's always asked shilas, and he doesn't want to have to wants to be able to answer the shilas right throughout the day. And by Pekan, they're coming to him, they ask him shilas throughout the Seder. So so he has grape juice. He's not he did not drink. He's not a shasui. But who says otherwise? So again, we generally assume it's fine. But there is a daya quoted from Rav Moshe. You look turn the page in source 13. It's not in Igros Moshe. It's in Rav David Feinstein's Haggadah. Right? Rav David Feinstein's Haggadah, called Dodi in source 13, where he quotes, based on Yerushalmi, there's a Yerushalmi that Rav Yehuda used to have headaches from the Dalet Kosos from Pesach to Shavuos. He had headaches. They asked Rav Moshe, why didn't he just use grape juice? It must be that the wine for Dalet Kosos has to have alcoholic content. It has to have some alcoholic content. And therefore, that's Tcheres. And therefore, Rav Moshe says you can't just use grape juice. That's the only posuk. Nobody else holds that way, generally. But, important note,
Even Rav Moshe would say that if you mix in a little bit of wine, it's you're fine, because it has some alcoholic content. So even if one wants to be machmir for this day of Rav Moshe, which again is lachatchila, all the other poskim say it's fine to use grape juice, but if even one wants to be machmir, one just mixes it a little bit, and then that's fine. It's more important to get through the end of your seder than to drink 4 cups of wine. You know, I drink more wine on Pesach than I do on Purim, but you try. But if you start feeling heavy, switch to grape juice. Switch to grape juice. More important to finish the seder properly than to be machmer for the wine. Yeah.
He says in the story of the tshuva, wine that lacks sufficient alcohol to intoxicate. So then, how does that fit with what he says at the for what? Rabbi just said that
you have to mix it. What does it mean to intoxicate? If you have enough of the mixed, you know, so you can mix it. It's fine. Okay. Yeah.
What would be the response to Rabbi Shizaya?
You would say they didn't have grape juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who knows if they had the chemical processing that? And who said maybe he was machbar on himself? Who knows? There are many ways to understand that. Okay.
How much could it be full coast? Meaning, is it like a cube? How much space
can
you leave at the top?
So, whatever, call a full cup is generally you fill up the cup. It has to look full. Okay. So, what else can we talk about? Oh, so the brachas. So how many bari paragafins do we make at the seder? So, machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. Machlokas between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, the Mechaber and the Ramah, because Hilchas Brachos would tell you that you only make 2 Bori Paragafens at the Seder. Right? Coast number 1 gets the Bori Paragafen. Coast number 2 should not, even though it's been 2 hours, but there wasn't a hefsik. I'm still, you know, focusing on this wine. And that's what the Rambam says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says, you finish Magid, Brachot Hashem Gal Yisrael, drink. That's it. Then the 3rd cup of wine is right after benching. So you bench, you have to make a bari paragafen on the 3rd cup of wine. But the 4th cup of wine is 10 minutes later. Right? So there's no new bari paragafen at the end of Hallel. Melech ulo batish b'chos, and then drink. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Sfaradim only make 2 bari paragafens. Coast 1 and Coast 3. That's the source number 14. But the Ramah quotes the Minog of the Rush. And the Ashkenazim, we make 4 bari paragafens, because each one is a separate mitzvah. And because it's a separate mitzvah, that overrides Hilchas Brachos. And because each one is an independent mitzvah, we have 4 Bori Paragafens at the Seder. Okay. Usually, there's a halacha called Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda. Right? Usually, you have to have your Se'uda, which is at least a mizonos. Right? If you don't eat kebrux, you don't make a mizonos for a week. But so you have to have a mizonos or hamotzi. So usually you have to do that in a certain amount of time and in a certain place and a certain... But here we're not going to do that for 2 hours, right? So the poskim explained, because Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda, your Se'uda has to be one of Lechem Oni. For the next 2 hours, you are creating your Lechem Oni. So this is all the Hemshech of the Se'uda. This is all, there's no Hefsek here. If somebody made Kiddush and then they got a Hatzalah call, they went out for an hour, they came back, so maybe there'll be an issue of a hefsik. But here there's not. There's no hefsik. Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda. This is all part of the Suda. This is all part of the Suda. And therefore, there's no problem of Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda. If somebody asked me, I gave the shir on, part of the shir on Shabbos, somebody asked me, but we go to the couch for Magid. You know, so is that a problem? We're at the table, and then we go to the couch. I'm like, could you see the couch from the dining room? They said, yeah. They said, okay. I'm like, it's okay. I'm like, it's also pretty dangerous to go to the couch. I don't know. You know, once you go to the couch after a cup of wine, I don't know. I don't know if, you know, it would be, yeah.
Just check it.
Get a chair. Yeah. What?
With the first kiddush.
Yeah.
Then you should leave off yourself. It's Shmek Ona, right?
So there are different minhagim in the, you know, definitely you can be yotzei for Shmek Ona. There are some that have the minhag, like in our house, I grew up, like, always, my father said Kiddush for everybody, the whole week. But Seder night, everybody said it to themselves. So whatever your minhag is, Pesach is about minhagim, you know, of the family, so whatever your minhag is, so you should follow. But Meikar Adin, Shmek Ona can work. We do paskin that every single person has to drink the wine. There is a day in the Rishonim that, you know, one person could drink the wine and I can be yotzei, that we don't paskin like that. But Dalet Kosos.
Okay, so that's Kadesh. Urchatz, so we wash our hands. Urchatz and Karpas. What is this about? This is in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. We know when they kept Tumah V'Tahara, there is a halacha, it's a Mefurish Pasuk, it's a Din D'Oraisa, called Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah, Meseches Machshirin. If a fruit or vegetable became wet after it was detached from the ground, which is basically everything that you wash, so then my hands could make a Tumah. So in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody used to wash their hands before they ate fruits and vegetables. But nowadays, we don't do that because we're not makbid for the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. But at the Seder, we're makbid for it. One night a year, we're living Bizman HaMikdash, we take ourselves there, and therefore, we wash our hands before we eat karpas, which is anything that you make a bari pri hadama on. Right? You could use anything to make a bari pri hadama on. Most people use a potato, a parsley. I'm told that Rabbi Teitz used to use a banana to teach people that you make a hadama on a banana. But use a little bit. You use anything. You use any hadama. Why are you doing karpas? So the Gemara says, "They sheish latinokos." Do something strange, so the kids ask. You know, so there's a lot of symbolism to karpas, but I'm focusing on halacha. I'm holding back. No divrei Torah today. That's going to be next week. But you do karpas, but you do use a hadama because we use the opportunity to, again, eat a vegetable, but also the Baal HaSeder announces you're making hadama now. Have in mind the maror that we're going to eat in 2 hours. This Bari Pri Adama should cover that one. Ah, you're eating the maror after you make hamotzi. Right, so what do you have to have the maror in mind for? You just made hamotzi 5 minutes before you eat the maror. The answer is no. The rule is anything you eat during a meal that's not for satiation purposes, but it's for symbolic purposes, needs a bracha. Remember Rosh Hashanah? You wash, and then you dip the apple in the honey, and you make a Bari Pri Eitz. Right, after you made hamotzi. Because anything that's not for satiation purposes needs its own brachas. Here too, we have in mind, we make a Bari Pri Adama, we announce, have in mind the maror, because again, there's not going to be a Hesach Hadas, because we're going straight. We eat less than a kezias of karpas. Less than a kezias, because we don't want to worry about a Bari Nefashos. And that would, the Bari Nefashos would be ruined if we ate kezias, you have to make a Bari Nefashos, and we're not making a Bari Nefashos. That's not part of the Seder of the Seder. So that's what?
About beria.
What's beria? Eat a piece of potato. No beria. Beria's a whole item.
Parsley.
What? Parsley is not a beria. There's different days in the Rishonim what the beria. First of all, beria in the Gemara is only by Isurim. If you eat a whole ant, Tosfos has a suffix, does beria apply to fruit or vegetables? Right, you mentioned, what does the Shulchan Aruch tell you? The Shulchan Aruch tells you, often just tells you what to do. A few times the Shulchan Aruch says, we'll tell you not to do. The Shulchan Aruch says, never eat one grape. Shulchan Aruch says, don't eat one grape. Big suffik bracha. It's not like kezias, but it's a beria, it's a whole item, so don't eat one grape. Shulchan Aruch says, always have zero or two or three. But anyway, so this is the karpas, eat less than a kezias of karpas. My kids always make fun of me at the Seder that my karpas shear is very small. I only let them eat a little bit of potato, and my matzah shear is very big. And I, come on, Abba, if you're going to make us eat this much matzah, you have to let us eat more potato, you know, because we're starving, and, like, you want to eat the potato. Okay, but that's karpas. One other point about urchatz and karpas, this is the only time during the year that the halacha says, dafka, finger food. You should not use a fork for karpas, because if you use a fork, then you didn't have to wash your hands. The whole purpose of washing the hands is because I'm going to touch the wet vegetable. And I'm going to make a tummy. I'm washing my hands, so I don't make a tummy. But if I'm using a fork anyway, then I don't have to wash my hands. So you should dafka, take the karpas in your hand and eat it that way. Okay, a couple of questions. Yeah.
Is there any issue of using, like Rebbe was saying, potato? So I assume that then it doesn't matter if it's cooked?
No, it's fine. It's mm-hmm. better.
No but then that would also follow then that, like, for potatoes, it would have to be cooked, right? Because
any hadama that's edible.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're closest for the gram, one eat more than kezias, and you eat throughout magid, would that get rid of brain fushes?
I would say, if you do like the gra, you got to do everything like the gra. No, we can't pick and choose the gra. You have two matzahs, right? If somebody wants to do the gra, you got to do two matzahs. You got to eat shalosh shudas on yontif. You know, you got to... And the gra is not only in, I'm a gra man, I only bench till Yechasreinu. Yeah. And, I don't do that. But what about all the 14 chumers the gra has in Tikkun Chatzos? You know, we have to be consistent.
have to be consistent in the following. But again, yeah, again, the Gra has different days. Yeah.
So if somebody isn't trying to be a machmir for the Gra, but is hungry and wants to eat.
Generally should not. Which is right. Eat before you. Go eat on Erev Yantif. Right, the regular rules of eating late on Erev Yantav generally do not apply in Erev Pesach, because the whole point is you don't want to be full. But you're going to be starving, right? There's nothing to eat anyway, right? It's the day that's nothing to eat. No, there's you can eat chicken. You can eat chicken, eat potatoes, eat anything you want in Erev Yantav. Right, don't go to shul.
I can eat my banana then.
What?
I can eat my banana then.
You could eat your banana then, yes. Eat banana then, eat whatever you want in Erev Yantav. Okay, so we have Kaddish, Orchatz, Karpatz. Yeah.
What about Kloyeh? You're eating it just because it's a zeichel, but you don't actually.
No, but you're eating matzah. You're eating hamotzi. This is part of you just made hamotzi. This is your part of your hamotzi.
And my mora could be like a.
But it's a sandwich. It's zeichel v'tafel.
And mora and my.
And you just made a bracha on the mora.
Why am I making a no? But why would I have to make a bracha?
If you ate an apple, like eat the apple and the honey, and then you eat a date, you can make another ha'etz on the date. No, you eat it with the apple.
Right, but in this case. The reason that we don't make a bracha on the karpas...
It's all covered by whatever...
But we make the bracha on the karpas to have in mind the maror.
And this the karech is included. That's maror.
Why would I need a bracha on the maror to begin with?
Because the...
Why my suda? It's common for
satiation. Nobody's eating maror for satiation purposes. We happen to eat romaine lettuce the whole year, but I'm not eating it, like, a lot of it by itself, dipped in charoses, because I'm hungry. Right, that's not why we're doing it, you know. But
again, some of us are kind of hungry at that point.
Correct, but that's not you would eat. You would choose to eat other things at that time.
And in terms of washing, how many times? And do your hands actually need to dry afterwards, or it doesn't matter?
They should. You should dry your hands. So you don't make the. You should dry your hands, but one time, l'chora, one time, just. Yeah. Okay, so kadi orchas karpas yachas. We split up the matzah. We cut the matzah. And we put away the bigger piece. Well, why do we do that? Again, that's also to create lechem oni. Right? Lechem oni, a poor man's bread. Poor man doesn't have whole pieces of matzah. Right? So poor man's bread. I'm going down the checklist and I'm also looking on the sheet. But poor man's bread, and we break it. This is interesting. As I just alluded to before, there is a machlokas rishonim. How many matzahs to have at the Seder? The Rambam says there are two matzahs. You break one, so you have one and a half. That's it. And that's what Teimanim do. The Shulchan Aruch does not pass them like this Rambam. Teimanim and the Gra pass them like this Rambam. You have two matzahs, just like you always have two challahs. You break one in half, so you have one and a half. What do you mean? You need the whole ones, Lecha Mishnah. This is the Lecha Mishnah for Pesach, according to the Rambam and the Gra. Right? Lechem Mishnah is redefined by Lechem Oni. Tosfos and the most Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch quotes, no. Three matzahs. So that you break one, so you have your Lechem Oni, but you also have two whole ones in order to have Lechem Mishnah, because it's Yantif also. Yantif requires two whole ones. So that's why we have, that's why we have three matzahs. So you can have the Lechem Oni and you can have the three. And we'll get to how to break them later on. But again, that's where Yachatz comes from. Kaddish Orchatz Karpatz Yachatz and Magid. Then we get it to Magid, which takes the longest time. This is the Iker Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Again, Maskla Begnus Mitzrayim Bishvach. Really try to focus and get into it, and try not to, you know, we can't not meant to like. The general conversation should be Pesach focused. Hey, we can't be like so like a few minutes here if somebody talks about something else, not to go crazy. But you have to keep it a fun environment, but hopefully towards the goal of getting through Magid. There's no magic of, you know, sometimes in the Haggadah, cover the matzahs, uncover the matzahs, cover the matzahs. It's not like if you're ever holding the cup of wine, you cover the matzahs. If you're not holding the cup of wine, the matzahs are uncovered, all of Magid. So v'hisha amda, you cover the matzah. Right, lefichach, you cover the matzah. That's it. Generally, the matzahs are uncovered for Magid because it's lechem oni. You're talking about the matzah. Right, oni is oni, poor man's bread, but also the Gemara says lechem sheonin alav dvarim harbe, lechem that you talk about. Right, so we talk about the matzah before we eat it. So that is in terms of Magid, and you get through. You know, there are more important parts of Magid, less important. Rabbi Gamliel, obviously, the psukim that many people rush through. That's an important part of Magid. Mikra Bikurim. Right, sometimes, you know, like after V'hisha Amda, everybody's like, okay, guys, meet you at Dayenu.
you know, and just try to cover some ground. But you have to know. You have to know the. We'll talk about the Bezhem next week. You have to have your Divrei Torah. You have to have longer ones. You have to have shorter ones. You have to know like what's going to work. What's going to work at the different times of where you're up to. So that's in terms of Magid, again, Rabbi Gamliel, and we get through Asher Galanu, and we make the bracha on the second cup. Yeah.
What's the thing like a bed drinking water during Magid?
You can.
Yeah.
You can.
Did you take a bracha on it?
No. You're covered with your Bar Paragafen.
Have you had in mind? Or you...
No, you've been not. Bar Paragafen covers water. It covers the drinks. Okay, so that's in terms of Magid. So we get up to the, again, we can speak about Magid, so that'll be next week, the Divrei Torah for Magid. Then we get to the mitzvahs. So we have the mitzvah of matzah. There's no problem. Matzah is eaten. By the time you get to Magid, you are after Tzitzak HaChavim. So there is no problem with that. So the earliest time to eat the matzah is Tzitzak HaChavim. The latest time to eat the matzah is Machlokas Tanoim. Right? So we don't know what to do. Where does this come from? There's a Machlokas Tanoim when the latest time to eat the Karban Pesach is. This is a Machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's quoted in Brachas, it's quoted in Psachim. Machlokas. Who do we paskin like? Sveika Dedina. Unusual that we the Rishonim quote. Right? We don't know who to paskin like. So we have to be Machmir. Both ways. How do you machmir both ways? To nowadays, we don't have Korban Pesach, but the matzah is keneged. Right? Let's say the Afikoman, at least also, according to many Rishonim, that's keneged, the Korban Pesach. So we have to lechadchila eat the Afikoman during the time of what? So we're machmir lechadchila to assume that Korban Pesach slash matzah, the mitzvah, finishes at chatzos. So that's why we try to finish the Afikoman by chatzos, before chatzos. If one misses it, so then we rely on the other shita, the Tanoim, that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is all night, and therefore you could still eat. You don't say, oh, I missed Chatzos, there's no point in eating the Afikoman. No. You know, you just go straight, and you keep eating. There are other stories. I remember, I just tell you from Rosh Radron. That's one of the stories. I remember he writes one time he was a guest in somebody's house and for Pesach, and Magid was taking a long time, and it was getting late, and the guest that was with him, you know, saw that Chatzos was coming, and he saw that Rav Shadron was just relaxed and talking and schmoozing. And you're like, what's going on? It's like almost Chatzos. You know, it's like, so he says, well, I'm going to be machmir for this shita and be makel on Shalom Bayis and makel on, you know, like this woman prepared the whole meal and I'm just going to skip it. I'm going to, no, what do you mean? So I'll be makel, I'll hold like the other shita. So again, we have to try lechadchila, but not to make everybody crazy. But lechadchila, we try to finish by Chatzos. There is a famous tnai of the Avnei Nezer. Top five Avnei Nezer tshuvas, right? In my subjective opinion. I mean, top five in terms of famous, not in terms of like, I'm not rating them, but in terms of like well-known, discussed, the Avnei Nezer's tonight, right? Avnei Nezer says, if you're running late and you don't know what to do, so what you could do is, it's 10 minutes before Chatzos. So what do? You take some matzah and you say, if the halacha is that the matzah is until Chatzos, then this is my afikomen. And you eat the afikomen. And then you wait 5 minutes until Chatzos, and one chatzos finishes, so then eat whatever you want. And then 2 hours later, when you get up to the other afikomen, if the mitzvah is all night, and then this is my afikomen. Right, you make that tnai. So there are a couple of assumptions of that. Number one, that you can make a tnai on mitzvos. You can make a tnai on akima mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah. I can make a tnai. It comes up by Shema, right? If they're going to get this Makbiyah Shema in time, then forget what I'm doing now, Hashem. You know, but if I'm not going to make it, then this is my good. Can you do that? Right, so again, it's a discussion. Number two, the assumption of the Avnei Nezer is that the halacha of not eating after matzah is only during the time that you can be yotzei to the mitzvah of matzah. And that's not so clear. It could be, even if you say you can only eat the mitzvah of matzah till chatzos, you can't eat the whole night afterwards. It's a separate din. So, but again, if one is in this predicament, then some people talk about it. I gave you the Avnei Nezer somewhere in the Yizmar Makomos. Yeah, but there's only one Avnei Nezer in there somewhere. Look, 33. 33 is Avnei Nezer, and the Beis Halevi doesn't like the Avnei Nezer. 34, but okay. That is the that's in terms of the latest time, the earliest time and the latest time. So one eats matzah. So when one takes the matzah, the Baal HaBayis says, holds both matzahs, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. After that, you drop the bottom matzah because you needed to hold both whole ones for hamotzi. You drop the bottom one, and now you're holding one and a half. You're holding the lechem oni, and then you say alachilas matzah. then you break all of them, and it's not going to be enough kizaisim for everyone. Obviously, so lechatchila, try to give your mashlim with all the extra matzah that you have. Everybody should get a little bit of the matzah that was on the table, right? If possible, right? Everybody should get a little bit and just mashlim to give the two kizaisim. Lechatchila, one should have two kizaisim for the mitzvah of matzah, right? The poskim, right? Quote: if you look in where is it? Tuf ayin hey. He says, V'yochlem b'haseba b'yachad kezayis mikol echad. Right? Minaprusa b'vadisor kezayis. So, l'chadchila, how big is a kezayis? That's a question. Yes, your local Orthodox rabbi, how big is a kezayis? A matzah, the thinner the matzah is, the more you have to have. Because if it's very thin. And if you want to, you would say, less than, usually try to give about 3/4 of a regular, one of those round matzahs. About 3/4 would be 2 kezayisim. Would be 2 kizaisim, 3/4 of a matzah, something like that. That's for the daraisa. So that's you need. Let me just get through this. 2 kizaisim for the matzah, then beheseba, you need that beheseba. Lechatchila, try not to talk from the beginning. Stuff not having to do with matzah from the time you start eating the matzah until after korech, because korech is also part of the mitzvah of matzah according to Hillel. So try not to talk about other things. You can talk about matzah. That's when you talk about, oh, crunchy this year, oh, burnt this year, right? Everybody has to comment about it. It's never like normal, right? The matzah tastes like normal matzah. No, it's always something. So you eat the matzah, and then maror, a kezayis of maror without a seba, and then korech, another kezayis of matzah, and another kezayis of maror with a seba, because of the matzah, with the matzah. Okay, what should we use for maror? Lechatchila, we use romaine lettuce, right? Maror doesn't have to be hot, just has to be bitter. So we're used to eating romaine lettuce, but that's the lechatchila, what the poskim say to use. Now, some people think you have to have the white horseradish that makes you turn red, right? And if you don't have a kezayis of that, you're not yotzei. You want to add some of that, so that is an opinion of maror, but that's not the lechatchila opinion of maror. So you could add that in. Different people have different minhagim. Some people use the mush stuff. Some people use the hard stuff. Whatever you use, follow your minhag. Whatever your father did. That's fine. But again, kezayis. So 2 kezayis of matzah, and then 1 kezayis of maror, and then 1 kezayis for the korech. And then after that, relax a little bit. Yeah?
So in terms of the having a piece of the matzah from the matzah that was made of brachon,
yeah. The
Baal HaSeder can't just have in mind the matzah that's on the table when he's making his amotzi?
Yeah, but that's not the matzah that was at the magid. That's not magid. That was you have designated matzahs. If you can, it's okay. You can take any matzah. Any matzah is fine. Obviously, we eat shmur matzah at the Seder. Shmur matzah b'lishei mitzvah. Yeah.
Two questions. Number one, on Mar, are there any sheets that was a problem to mix the two?
No, I think it's okay.
It's from a Mishnah that you
said. I think it's a Mishnah, right? I'll call Mistar from Lukasayas, all the Darius. Okay.
Also, on number two,
Kairosis cannot count as part of your Kazayas for Mara.
How does it work? I heard once that you need to, own the matzah.
So there is a chumra that some have. You have to own your matzah. So look at it this way. When you're holding your matzah, if the halacha is if you have to own it, so then I'm sure the owners and the fathers and whoever it is have das to give it to you. So it's if you stole matzah, it's a separate question, right? That's the Yerushalmi mitzvah Baba Vera. But whatever you need, it's not beforeish in the Gemara, like that we pask in that way. So there are those that think about that, but no, that's it's not like lulav. We have to be makne it with das. Yeah.
You have to shake off the charosas.
That's a minhag. The Gemara talks about that. That is a minhag. It shouldn't be drowning in charoses. You shouldn't have charoses with a little maror. Right? It should be the opposite. Right? Maror with a little... The point is to dip it. The point is to dip it, have a little bit on. Okay. Yeah?
Do you have to have the
No, you don't have to. You just dip it.
Do you have to have it if you don't
want it? If you dip it, you could do it in a way that you don't get any on. Right, I'm not such into charoses either. So just dip it, the yotzei. I mean, it's fine. It's wonderful. I'm just I'm not a nuts guy, But there's nuts and I don't know what else to put in. And cinnamon is good. Cinnamon, wine. What else is in charoses? But walnuts and apples. Apples, whatever you do. But again, I'm not. I would. You know, some people love charosas. It's fine. Yeah.
Is there any reason that you have to have the circle shomer masas over like the square machine ones that aren't quite as charred?
Look at the seder. We try to use hand shmura for the matzah mitzvah. For later on, some people are backbited to only have those the entire night, because really there is a diyk. It's an important idea about matzah. The Rambam's lashon. I don't think I gave it to you. The Rambam's lashon about matzah. He says there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Well, seder. Once you eat a kezias, you're yotze the mitzvah. That's the language of the Rambam, which sounds like all the matzah that you eat the night of the seder is part of the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat tonight matzah. Once you eat a kezias, you're yotze. I mean, that's the minimum. So that's where the minna comes from. That many dafki shmura. I mean, the rest of Pesach.
But they have like machine made shmura matzah.
I'm saying, but it's still machine. So to use hand. Yeah, to hand shmura. What?
Yeah, I mean, like dafka to have machine.
To machine, because it's like they say the machine because it's the question. It might relate to the lumdis of why what shmira is shmira l'shem to prevent chametz, because then machine is the best, or is it l'shmira l'shem matzah's mitzvah? Then the hand would be okay. If one has that minag, one has that minag.
Yeah, somehow the machine for
well seder. So if one has that minag, follow your minag. That's fine. Yeah.
Do we ever mention about Kaddish, if it has to be after Tzeis?
Kaddish should be after Tzeis also.
Yeah. We mentioned it by Matzah, so I didn't know.
Yeah. Also by the time you get home from Shul. Okay, so that's in terms of, now we're up to Shulchan Aruch, Minhagim, the Minhag to eat the eggs. A lot of symbolism in that. But then you have the meal. One should, as we mentioned before, you know, one should try to keep the conversations. Again, it can be a little more flexible. You're at the meal and relax, and it's Simchas Yantif. But, you know, you're in the middle of Hallel. Keep that in mind. Right? The meal is in the middle of Hallel. So it is a special meal. I forgot who it was. One of the Salvatrics said they experienced two different Sudas. Right? One from the Netziv and one from the Beis Halevi. I forgot which of the descendants was at the Netzivs and the Beis Halevi, who were kind of like contemporaries. And they said it was like two different worlds. Like the Beis Halevi's Suda was serious. And like, do we eat enough? And like the matzah was like half burned, and like eating and quickly and finish and then the tziv was relax simchas yantif, and it's hamish, right? Different drachim in avodas Hashem. You know, there's the, you know, it's the one might say more the litvish, the more chassidish. I'm not saying the tziv was not chassidish, but I'm just saying in terms of the attitude of, you know, but I think in our day and age, you know, the simcha and the relaxed and the fun is an important part of the seder. So again, make it enjoyable. Balachachila, make sure to eat dafi koven before chatzos. One can't have an excuse. I have no room left. I can't. So don't eat dessert. Right? Don't eat dessert. Right? Just skip. Don't blame. You know. So don't have the second piece of chicken. Right? Whatever it is. But we're supposed to eat the dafi koven. Again, the halacha is al hasova, like the Korn Pesach. What does al hasova mean? Al hasova does not mean after you are full. That would be an achila gasa, right? Ala sova in halacha means it makes you full, right? This is mashlim, your satiation. That's what al hasova means. It makes me full. Like that last bit, right? That's, so we should try to make sure that we're not full before we eat the afikomen. So we eat the afikomen and bench and then have the third kos. Beheseba. If one forgets to do a seba by the third or the fourth cup, you do not drink again. Because there's an iser to be mosef ala kosos there. So if somebody forgets to do a seba there, one does not drink again, but one should try to announce. Haseba. Yeah.
Is there a shir rabbi coming?
You could use a smaller kezias. Kezias, but usually by that time it's tough. I saw some achronim say two kezias, and I'm like, oh, that's very tough. Okay, so do your best.
Two potato
kezias. Yeah, that the do your best in terms of that. But lecharchi, yeah, the kezias of afikomen, and then we go into the second part of again to Hallel. Hallel is a beautiful part of the seder. Again, in some families, you know, that's really when everybody comes alive because it's just singing. There could be Divrei Torah there too, but you have to know what type of Divrei Torah at that stage of the Seder. You don't want anybody to shoot you down or to be very angry. So you have to know your Seder, and there can be very quick varts at that time. But again, that's the a lot of singing and a lot of Hallel, and that's when we open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. One does not have to shake the table. by Eliyahu HaNavi to show that he drank the wine. Right? There's no point in tricking children. Eliyahu HaNavi, the Chassam Sofer writes this in the Shuvah. Eliyahu HaNavi sometimes comes, he's still alive, he never died. But sometimes he comes in just his neshama, and sometimes he comes in his guf. So to the Siddurim, he comes in his neshama. So we open the door to remind ourselves that he's coming and he's here. But just like to every bris, right? He comes, and his neshama could be in a million places at once. Don't ask us how, but that's. But once in a while, Eliyahu HaNavi comes in his guf, right? The Gemara talks about stories that some Tanaim had conversations with Eliyahu HaNavi, and Charvona was Eliyahu HaNavi, right? So sometimes he comes in a guf, but that's it. We open the door, Eliyahu HaNavi, we start speaking about the Geula. General, the Seder Maggid focuses on Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then afterwards we use that opportunity to talk about Geula in general. That's by Baruch. One is not allowed to eat anything after Afikomen, except the two cups of wine, and you could have water. Only night of the year that you don't have to brush your teeth. Right, to brush your teeth. You shouldn't brush your teeth. Use water. Well, Shabbos, right, depends who you ask. You can use liquid toothpaste, according to many. Okay, there are different chasimas of Hallel, right, depending on what your Haggadah has. You know, half the people at the Seder are ending off Melech Mulav Batish Bachos, and half of them are ending off Melech Chachay Ho'olamim, depending on Nusach Svar, Nusach Ashkenaz, whatever you're... They're both found in the Rishonim. Whatever you do is good. That's Halal Nirtza, and then there's a Minhag of Seishir Hashirim at the end. The Briska Rav wondered. He said, I don't understand why it is that on Shavuos, there's no Chiyuv to stay up late on Shavuos. But so many millions of Jews, thousands of Jews, stay up all night on Shavuos, and they're Makbid. And then in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, at the Pesach, you should stay up until, talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, until you fall asleep. So there is a din you should stay up. He says, I don't know, I don't understand. But the point is, we want to have Kavanah by Shachris. Right? So if we're staying up late, then there's, you know, it's going to, we're already staying up late. But to stay up later than that, we also have to realize that we have to get some sleep in order to have a proper davening the next day. That's why also it's a good idea to help clean up and then go to sleep. Again, that's in general. Any other halachas that we got through? Daraisas, Darabanans, Minhagim. Yeah, there are a lot of Minhagim throughout. Which I always found fascinating. Which finger do you dip by makos with? On the page of the Shulchan Aruch, there's like four different Minhagim. Some say use the pinky because, right, we're a little sad. That's the most common Minhag. We're sad that the Mitzrayim were punished, so we don't want to show that we're so happy. B'fol yifchal tismach, so use the pinky. I know that you get Hashem, you're giving Hashem just the pinky? Etzbelokim! Another second. And other people say, how you put your stick in your fingers in the wine? Right? So you just pour a little bit out. Right? So it's funny. A tiny little minhag. Yes, Sam. Kriyash Malamita. So some people say, oh, you don't have to say Amapil on Pesach night. The Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to say the three pages of Amapil. You have to say Shema and the Bracha of Amapil. That you have to say. Right? So some people say, well, that's all I always say. But right? But that's fine. But again, it just means that you don't have to say the extra three pages that's, you know, are in the Siddur. But Hamapil and the first Parsha is said on the Pesach night. Yeah?
Is that after the Siddur's done, is there any need to talk about the Shem Kron?
Yeah, look, the story, Kolam Arbeh, Hareza Meshubah.
So
that's a question. That's what the Mepharshim talk about it on the story, in Maisa, the five rabbis. Because they did it the whole night. Even the one, I forgot who says what, Rav Elazar ben Akiva, they were both there. But even the one that said the mitzvah finished at Chatzos, he kept going. He kept going the whole night. Yeah.
Does the only thing about those
verse,
paragraph 5, second night also?
The
Hirotzon,
the whole paragraph.
No, so for the
second
night. The second night? Is that only the first night or
I think that everything, so if you're holding a second day, second night, everything's the same. Right, trivia question. Well, for Israelis, there are seven brachas that you say only once a year. Seven brachas. For B'nai Chutzla, right, there are four brachas that you only say once a year. So for Israelis, you got three at the Seder that you only say once a year. That's the difference between B'nai Chutzla and B'nai Yisrael. Al Achilas Matzah, Al Achilas Marar, and Asher Galanim. So those three are said by B'nai Chutzla twice. Eretz Yisrael say on once. What are the other four?
Nachim
on Tisha B'Av, Lahalik Ner Shel Yom HaKippurim, Birchas Eilanos,
Mikdash Yisrael Yom HaKippurim,
Bir
Chametz. Excellent, Bir Chametz.
Oh, wait,
those are the only four. What?
Yom
Kippurim. Okay, Shkoyach, guys. So next week, I'll let you know what time, but it could be that we're going to start at 5:30. Could be we'll start at 5:30 for the Haggadah Shir.